Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father and from our Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. To you young ones who are gathered here at the launch of this new year at Concordia Theological Seminary, you're all full of vigor and ready for the challenges of the seminary program. You stand ready, or soon will stand ready, to study the texts well in their original languages. And some of you almost feel ready for certification and ordination. In earthly terms, you might just feel a bit invincible. You think, perhaps, that you will never feel weary or faint, and you won't get old or gray. But you're wrong. You're mortal. You'll get tired. You'll get weary, maybe even this year. Sooner or later, some of you will end up in my study or Dean Geishan's and be listing your complaints. In our text today, we learn of the one who doesn't grow weary or faint. Yahweh is described for us answering a complaint that the plight had been ignored. It says, "Why do you say, O Jacob, and speak, O Israel? My way is hidden from the Lord, and my right is disregarded by my God. Have you not known? Have you not heard? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. He does not grow weary, and his understanding is unsearchable. In his everlasting love, our Creator has not left us alone in our sinful mortal state. After the fall of Adam and Eve, and all of our sins added thereunto, we groan under their weight. And you young guys will tire. Even those who hit the gym and drink their protein shakes day after day will fatigue. It is the way of life. Your joints will wear. Your muscles will ache. And sometimes you might even wonder, how can you get out of your bed? But the Word of God says to us, but they who wait for the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. If we're stuck in our mortal nature, where will we mount up with these flying wings as eagles? Where does the weary one run, and where will the fainters walk in peace? In his everlasting love and grace, Almighty God sent his Son to die for you. And Jesus came to take your sins upon his shoulder, and there he hung, bloody on the cross, to win for you everlasting life. And he came to share his everlasting blessings, and that's the good news that you're preparing to take to the ends of the earth that he created and redeemed. In Matthew 11, these sweet words of Jesus are recorded to demonstrate the blessings of the waiting on the Lord, as the prophet Isaiah foretold. Jesus said, "Come to me. Come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me. For I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light." When you hear those words of Jesus, you are reminded that your strength and your blessings come from outside of you. It's not your hard work, your perseverance, your slaving away, working feverishly to please man that does it. But it is our almighty and gracious Lord and Savior Jesus Christ that has won for you your release from this mortal life's strains, pains, bruises. The gospel promise is for you, and the gospel promise in Isaiah's text for today follows the beginning of the same chapter where his words came to his people as God spoke, "Comfort, comfort my people. Speak tenderly to Jerusalem and cry to her that her warfare is ended and her iniquity is pardoned." Wars are tiring, as we well know. Hearts grow weary, bodies faint, and we give purple hearts to the wounded in battle. But we still wait for the continuation of that battle, as we've been waiting for 14 years for the next big one. True peace cannot be found in treaties of this world, nor will they ever be found with the worldly. True peace is found in Christ alone, our only source of peace. And he has taken your weariness, he's taken your pain, your grief, and in exchange has given you lasting, everlasting peace. My friends, we're on the winning side in all of this. In Christ we live. I leave you this morning with a great reminder from Jesus of the realities of our life together as we walk toward our heavenly home. Listen to him and take these words to heart. "I have said these things to you, that in me you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulation, but take heart, I have overcome the world." In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen.